Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's very simple. The Browns have a pick at number 54. What do you want them to do? What do you want the Browns to do tonight? I know what I want the Browns to do tonight.
I'm just hoping, Kenny, that we have room for any more talent on this football team.
What are you trying to say?
I've just been told they have so much talent that...
They don't have talent?
Sure. A lot of teams have talent.
They're not a top 10 roster?
They have as much talent as Houston Texans? By the way, side note...
In comparison,
CJ,
why would you pick them out?
Because we got embarrassed by them. C.J. Stroud.
Man, you got to let it go.
C.J. Stroud. The playoff game? I got to let the playoff game go?
It was a bad day at the office, okay? You're sitting there letting go of the Cavs game.
Because they have more.
You're letting go of the Cavs game.
Because they have more.
Who
has more opportunities? They lead the series, the Cavs.
Okay, yeah, that's the beauty of football. There's a bad day at the office. I'm still not going to overreact as an organization because of a bad day.
By the way,
it was a bad day.
C.J. Stroud is blowing away everybody with his, I guess he was giving
great, awesome,
all sorts of analysis.
It's going wonderful.
Yesterday. Okay. I'm sorry.
Awesome. Good for him. Good for them.
Okay.
Glad things are going great down in Houston.
You're really holding it.
Go ahead. I'm
right
sorry.
Now,
sorry. Say what you're going to say.
Do you think that the Texans are ahead of them right now?
Well, they beat them, Anthony. So
no,
yeah.
But that's too easy of analysis, I'm being told.
No, it's not. You said it. Nice. Fine. I'm not disagreeing. It's just about I can't sit there and keep going back to one afternoon. I don't know. Maybe I can. Maybe I should.
Well,
I mean,
which
what the
afternoon
hell?
Should we go back to? The second half against Baltimore?
All right. Well, we have a quarterback that we gave up three first-round picks for and then all this other stuff, so I guess we're just stuck, so I guess we shouldn't even talk about it. Is that it? Should we not even talk about the draft? Should we not even try to make the team better? I mean, the team is pretty good. We can always make it a little bit better. We just don't have that much room to make it better because I think it's still a good football team.
I do think they get better. I disagree with you about trading up for a wide receiver. I don't think
I can trade up for just about anybody. It doesn't have to be just a
yeah,
wide receiver.
That's true. I don't think they're in a position right now to not have draft picks. I think they need more swings right now because their roster is so expensive that I think team building wise, they would be way better off almost in a way trading down and getting more draft picks if the value would be there. So I think that's where we would disagree right now. I think the key to extending the window and to making sure that it's not only about this year, but that you also, 2 years from now, can field a football team, a really good football team, has to do with having more swings.
How many guys, that's the whole thing, how many guys am I supposed to put on the roster right now? I got, out of this group, back-end guys, all right? This is going to get really nitty-gritty if you want me to. Do you want me to do this? All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, wouldn't you say 48 positions are spoken for? 48 positions? Out of 53, 48 are taken, so at least five. Okay, they're not all going to be drafted. Not all drafted guys are going to make it. You're going to have some open spots. I mean, right now, I mean, you look at the back end. You have, Isaiah McGuire could end up going. Other guys could end up going. There's room there. But do I really have to stockpile an armory of picks this year? Could I get it for next year?
Yeah, I guess part of what I'm assuming is, and I know this can be dangerous, I don't think Greg Newsom's going to be on the team in 2 years.
I don't either.
I don't think Wyatt Teller is going to be on the team in 2 years. I have Conklin. Don't think he's going to be. I know you have DeJuan Jones, so you could sort that out.
Conklin will not.
I don't know. I'm
probably not Wyatt either.
I'm assuming.
That's only been 7 years altogether. Maybe.
Is it bad to assume right now that left tackle's not going to be here in 2 years?
Jed Wills?
Yeah.
All right, this ain't going to make anybody happy.
Okay.
If you want to take a guy in the second round or talk about second and third round and see if you can put it on that guy, I mean, lightning struck with DeJuan Jones. I don't know if it's going to strike that way, but they have been pretty decent at drafting guys in the middle rounds here and there. They have had misses. They have certainly had misses, and we have highlighted those. But they've done pretty well with offensive line. Again, Nick Harris, I think, could have been a starter, and he ended up getting hurt. And they had to go out and get Ethan Post.
Okay, difference, though, I want you to be clear, because you know the offensive line more than I do. When you said he could be a starter, the Browns have been in such great shape on that offensive line. Man, it seems like dating all the way back to the Brian Hoyer years. We have been good on that offensive line, if not great, almost every year.
You keep me on task here.
Are we going when you say, hey, he's going to be a starter. Okay, are we still going to be great at that offensive line? Or is that a personnel group that is going to take a step back, maybe two steps back over the next years?
I want to see how this goes because Wyatt Teller, we had him in an interview yesterday. I recorded it before. And I think there's going to be a different approach with Andy Dickerson where I think that with Bill, it was, this is the technique, this is the system, this is how you do it, all right? And that was successful, by the way. Andy Dickerson seems to be, what is point A to point B, and how can we get you there that's going to fit your body and fit what you do well? That's what it seemed to come off to me in a limited conversation with Wyatt Teller. So I think that that's something we have to take a look at. But keep me back to the task at hand. Jed Wills. You asked me about Jed Wills. You might have no other choice but to sign. You might be in a Jack Conklin situation. Mm-hmm. Like if he does decently enough this year, because I don't think Jed Wills is as bad as what we all make him out to be. He's certainly not that great. He is not that great. And he has not played better than Tristan Wirfs. And he has certainly not been what a number 10 overall pick has been. That is 100% true. But you might be in a spot where you might have to see what you can do with him because of what you don't have. Now, if they go out and they draft an offensive lineman, I think the writing is going to be on the wall, especially if they draft him at 54.
But so this is why the reason I'm getting to all that analysis is because we're going to look 2 years from now. We're going to look back 2 years from now, and if they just simply trade up, you know, when they're using more of their draft capital, we can't be shocked in like 2 years if we're like, well, how – what happened? Where did the drop-off happen? Why were we not able to keep it flowing, you know, with talent? Well, if you don't have draft picks, you can't really do it, and you can't do it all in free agency.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Especially when you've already paid out more money than anybody else in free agency.
So this is
in that time. There's only so much way. Like they're not going to be able to afford Greg Newsome. Or they're going to have to pick their spots on where they want to afford a guy.
That's true. I do think, though, that...
Like, is Amari Cooper on the team in a year?
216-474-0092. What do you want the Browns to do? I'd be more apt, though, to trade up. And I'll tell you why. If I don't have that many spots, this is where the analysis comes in. If I don't have that many open spots, I want to make the biggest punch I possibly can this year. Because I don't know what's going to happen here over the next couple of years, but I have a feeling that you're going to have to peel back some of the salary. You just mentioned guys who are going to be coming off the books. That's the whole reason I'm making about Greg Newsome. It's not about signing Greg Newsome long term. It's about, I don't think it's very realistic to get a two for him. I think you'll end up, because again, I kept asking everybody yesterday and nobody said yes. Would you give up a two for Greg Newsome? No one told me yes. So if the best you can get is probably a three, it's going to be a comp pick anyway. I'd rather hold on to him. Give Cam Mitchell, who a lot of people like, I know Nick loves him over in the afternoon, give him another year to help out, be a rotational player. You know he's going to start at some point anyway because of how banged up the secondary gets. So you'll be able to put Cam Mitchell in a better position. And then you're going to go, okay, I got another year with Cam, my fifth round pick, who played very well last year. It was very exciting to make a big play against Chicago. I could put him in an advantageous position and feel better about putting him in a starting lineup in 2025. And then, my God, what are we saying about laser eyes Andrew Berry's by that point? Andrew Berry by that point. It's going to be 10D chess, and laser eyes are going to be cutting through walls because I got a fifth-round pick who's playing in a great secondary, and then I could let go of Greg Newsome, and I got a third-round pick coming back when I really need it. When I really need it. So I'm more willing to trade up in this draft from pick 54, and it's not just for anybody. I just want him to end up at 33 for no reason. If there's somebody I really liked and it looked like he was starting to fall, let me see how much I could do. There's not much you can because I got to get the draft chart out and the pick chart and the value, but see if I can go and make the biggest punch with the type of player because it's about quality to me. It's not about quantity. Like they've had in teams drafts in the past where they had 13 picks because they were bereft of talent. Now they got talent on the football team. This team is ready to compete. I want somebody who can step in and contribute now. Then if I got fifth and sixth round or a sixth round pick and two sevens, I either move those or there might be a guy that I go, I want to put this guy on the P squad. I want to put this guy on special teams and maybe turn him into my own version of Cam Mitchell. I want to take this guy and put him as a backup offensive lineman and see whether or not we can get something out of him to become the Nick Harris that I missed because of the injury that we had to let go because we brought in Ethan Posick because we needed a good center. Like that was, I think that Nick Harris could have started. I think it was a happenstance with Ethan Posick where he Wally pipped him and he couldn't let go of that job. So there has been some good in there, but I'd rather go with even less than go with more this season. I think you're going to get more naturally next season. 216-474-0092. What do you want the Browns to do? Do you even care what they do? I think you do.
You got to care.
Well, obviously you do. But I don't think that a lot of people, I don't think a lot of people know the names the way they did over the last 3 years. I don't think they know them the way they did over the last three seasons.
Obviously not having the first round pick has taken so much fun out of doing the deep dive into all the guys that could be taken because you're not just doing a deep dive into first round guys. Mm-hmm. You're just looking at a slew of guys. Remember, other teams to trade up into the first round. Sometimes you get two first round picks. Like that part we have totally missed out on.
Like, do they end up taking? I mean, this is part of it. Running backs are there for you.
Yeah.
Do you just wait at 54? I mean, one of the three, like Trey Benson's going to be there from Florida State. Blake Corum's going to be there from Michigan. Like, there's going to be guys that can help out your running back room. I was defensive over Jerome Ford and who they had in that running back room last year. Pierre Strong. Well, I can't remember his name for whatever reason. I was defensive of those guys, but you're not going to bring back Kareem Hunt. Dante Foreman's there, but how much do you have left there? Who are you going to bring back? 216-474-0092. Chris in Chicago. Hello.
Gentlemen, such a great show as usual.
Thank you.
Hey, I wanted to defend the movie Draft Day. I heard you guys kind of bugging on it yesterday.
Love
that movie.
Oh.
I love that movie. And listen, there's one thing they could have changed about that movie, and it wouldn't even have had to change the script, and you guys would have gone from not liking it to having it your favorite movie. Hear me out. What if Kevin Costner was listening to Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima during that movie instead of the other
show? That has no bearing. That has no bearing.
You don't think the whole thing
I'm glad somebody brought it up.
It does. It does. It would been, you guys would love it. Come on, I was in A Christmas Story, and I like that movie. And I don't think that's a great movie. All right. So the Browns, they've got to pick no running back, Ken. They've got to pick. I think there are kind of holes on the team still. I think you add to the defensive backfield, or you add depth on. I'm trying to think here. You keep adding like depth on the O-line. Maybe they're not going to be coming in and helping, but you saw what the O-line did last season. They went through so many players, right? Like, I don't know. That's just,
yeah. When you think about injuries, it's where you realize like, hey, it's not just about, you know, starters. You're looking at all the starters.
Thanks, Scott.
You got to assume how many of these guys are going to be injured anyway over the next few years.
Marcus.
You always got to keep adding guys, you know, to the fray. Just especially the way with the 17-game schedule. So, you know, you call it depth, but they can easily become your starters in short order.
What do you want the Browns to do? 216-474-0092. Is there a position? Is there a name that you must have in this second round? We will get to that. And Tough Talk at Orlando, calling out your Cavs and coming in hot at 945 on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.